Okay, so yesterday we ended off with taking apart Ramosha's tshuva. And that Ramosha and the Igros Moshe paskins that by paper towels there's no problem of schita. Chelik Beis Arachaim Simen Ayin, and therefore he's matted to take a paper towel, soak it in water in order to clean the table. Because on paper towels is not shayich libun. The kasha is when it's ain't a hoylich libud, you have dosh. So why does he talk about that it's all about libun, not shayich libun? What about the dosh chelik?
So this we said it's called ain't a hoylich libud because you're using the water.
That's what I understood. I mean, what are you? You're not fakert. You're being seiched the water to use it to clean. Yeah, you're not. Unless you say this chiddush that we said yesterday, that since the water is getting dirty, and the point of it is taket to clean dirt with it, so that's called heilich libut. And then we said that we saw the svarba from Shlomo Zalman in Chela Gimel in the Tikkunim that could be a baby wipe, and these type of things. It's called the heilich libut. Hagam there it's mashma and the Tikkunim that Shlomo Zalman himself was a pesnishta as it's a freedom some stuff like a, he says but afal pike maybe it should be also as mavarik. Okay, but you see that the svar is there. Okay. With this, I want to go into an interesting halacha lemaisa shayla. Very interesting halacha lemaisa shayla. A nida has to clean before she does her bdika. She has to clean before she does her bdika. Right? Before she does that. Her hafzik, she has to clean. Okay. So, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Chavav, Siv Katan Vav, right? Shabur asks the Isha for making this cleaning. So what does he say? He says she shouldn't clean with a towel, with a baguette, with something, but rather she should clean with her hands. She should menagiv v'yadayim. So it's Shin Chavav, Siv Katan Vav. Okay, you have it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'isha shleiveshes levana b'shabes v'yantiv, uteres lircha is b'mkaymes hamtunafim b'chamin shehuchmu me'er shabes v'yantiv." Of course, she can't put on the hot water on Shabbos, but she could use hot water from before that was prepared from before. "Rakshatizar lircha is b'yadayim v'loy b'beged, and not with the beged." K'day shleitavu lidei schita.
He's talking about the Zayin Akira or the Hefsik-Tayra?
The Hefsik-Tayra, he's talking about. To start the Hefsik-Tayra, he says. And therefore, V'yesh Nashim Nagash Shein Leif Shis Levanim B'Shabes Yontif. They talk and don't start. Shein Leif Shis Levanim B'Shabes Yontif. Shein Min Yidu Yesh Lahatir. Okay. Now, comes out of Chiddush, huh? That she's not allowed to use any beged, towel, whatever the case may be. Loi be beged, Lashon's beged, because that would be a problem of schita. So let's discuss it. I mean, what's wrong if you use very little water, right?
And a tissue.
I'm saying, no, forget about tissue. Tissue is Ramosha, but before a tissue, let's say you would just use a little bit of water. That's not shaykh to schita. I mean, how much water do you need already? I mean, how big? How much? Huh?
And how dirty is it? How?
I don't know.
See, nowadays, putting water on the baguette, the point is that the water's going to go off the baguette.
Yeah, so you do it lightly. I don't know. What's the shayla? It's like everything else. You just desire not to do schita.
I don't understand what that means. What's not schita about that?
Yeah, I mean, let's see the cases that we had. The cases of Shema Yavai, are cases where you want to clean the towel, right? That's the case of Shemas. What were the Shemas that we learned? Right? Yeah. Also, live for Shema Yavli De Schita. Why? Because you're going to want to clean it. You're going to want it that the water should go out. Okay? Also, Lahadik Muchim Befi Pach Shiesh Mashkin. So that's Lahadik. Lahadik means that you do it in a way where it's Vadai. We learned this yesterday. Didn't we learn this? That it has to be that it's vaday that will come de schita. Segregation, the whole stickle Torah.
Carb segregation, secretion.
Yeah, so then don't do it that way.
This is a vada.
Well,
what's not
vada
about this?
Still, every time you have a wet cloth and you wipe it, it has to come with the schita. Why does it come with the schita?
What else are you doing?
Huh? You're dabbing it on. What do you mean?
Well, that's schita. What's not schita about that? What's coming out?
Schita is when you squeeze it.
It has to be dabka squeezing.
You're not pressing
it against my skin.
If you're not squeezing it, it shouldn't be a problem.
This is the problem we have with the baby rolls.
I mean, that was that's part of the cheshbon that they say by the baby wipes.
Saying, but everyone does it. Everyone cracks when it says how you clean a baby.
Good, because it's extremely dirty. But it's an echanami. So I'll tell you the emes. I'll tell you the real emes. Right, he's looking up the makar. What does it say? It says this cheshbon at the Shema Yavli. I mean, it's not tzchita. It's Shema Yavli day tzchita, no? What's shin chavav? That it's tzchita? Shalai tavli day tzchita. It's not tzchita.
This has nothing to do with shavas. The need that she has to wash, or just the eitz to make it cleaner. It's halacha
l'imuchet. I mean, technically, you're supposed to wash. And that's the way that you're supposed to be reichitz, and then you start.
So he's not necessarily talking about you putting water on the beged. That's what he's talking about?
Or
are you talking about
I don't know.
And then you're using the beged.
Yeah, but that's what he said. I don't know. So either way, it should be okay.
I'm saying.
Either way, it should be okay.
You're putting the water on the baguette, and that's how you're putting the water on your goof, is through the baguette. I don't see what's not schit about that.
Again, as long as you don't squeeze, take a wet towel, you don't squeeze it, it's not schit. I mean, that's not loch, but everybody knows that. As long as you don't squeeze it. So I'll tell you the emes.
You can wash your glasses on Shabbos. You put the spray and then you close, because there's not enough water that you're squeezing. No, the spray and the cloth.
I'll tell you the Reinish, as they say in Yiddish, the Reinish Shana.
I don't know, that's a shadow.
Yud Dalit, or a Samach Dalit. Okay. Mutter. Lenagev es haguf vegam es hasayrois.
What
does
nagev mean?
Clean, to wipe.
Dry.
To dry it.
Oh, nagev.
Niguf. Niguf, with a base, avada.
With a base.
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
A base.
I will also lischait es hasayrish shaloi bederich niguf. Says the Mishnah Berurah. I'm the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman at the bottom. Okay. Well, it does Hagoyin Reb Shlomo Zalman or Bashlita Yishlema. The Bechiyah Gavna Shamayim Nischotim Helchem Leibud. The Sharina Bechiyah Gavna Lischoy Kvashim Ushlokis Legufon. Okay. Vim Kain Koshkin Hocha De Ein Schita Besar De Iraiso. Vigam Itzad Rabbonon Loi Niska Mefurish Beshas. Mestava De Shah Pesharim Amayim Nischotim Nivloyin Miyad Betoich Amagevet Ve'enom Nirim Be'en. And he writes like this: The yesh be bishim shumalabin ulam rei leil har aleph shabeshbur baatz mishim shichamevi shemutaliches panav b'mayim. Av sheyesh lizaken v'chein mutal shavshefachi v'chein isha levesh levonim mutaliches kiragil af b'makim sariseha. Simin shin chavav mishmurisiv kavav v'chein egem liches babayik b'mayim esvisei nayim. But you don't wash your face. You don't wipe your face, right? You don't have to have worry about the magevet. The ayin sim and shin beisiv yobibir locha. The chol shu derech lichlach sharinon. V'tzarechin. V'yesh lai b'direk se shechnarech. G'dir ha-mechaber, like Rama. Kids, you see clearly, he has this problem. It's not so, I don't know what this halach is. I have no idea what this case is. I told you, the way we learned the sugi, there's no sugi of isha. It doesn't make sense at all. What are you afraid of exactly? Go ahead. Read it inside and you'll see clearly. But you're not allowed to wash your hair. You're not allowed to wash your face. So what are you talking about? You don't wipe your hands on a towel and shop or something? What's that? What was he talking about?
I'll
Unless maybe what he means is this vart. He means this vart, that he putting that, the, you're making the beged wet and then washing. Right?
Maybe because that area is like the keli tsar that we were talking about, because it's like a little thin cavity, so you're like squeezing it in, so
could
it's like a keli tsar.
But you see, he brings this raya. He brings the raya from Mishal
Eveshes. What I'm saying, the isha, but the makom is like the keli tsar, which we said before in Adinavadai.
What are the other cases?
No, but he's saying a good vart. Maybe that's not because it's like tsar, so you're vadi, but that's not his lush.
What about the other cases?
Huh?
The other cases wouldn't have that, so...
Kedei shalei tavli.
Kedei shalei tavli. You're not talking about tzchita. You're talking about kedei shalei tavli day tzchita. I don't know. This mishnah was a pel. I don't understand this whole mishnah. I hold it's a pel to mishnah bur. I mean, well, I don't see. You don't wash your hands on Shabbos. Who doesn't wash his hands on Shabbos? And if a guy has hairy hands, he's not allowed to. Unless the story's the other way around. Maybe, did you mention this? Were you trying to say this? It could be you're wetting the beged first. Hey, that's what it means. You're wetting the beged first, and you're using it like a sponge. Maybe that's what he means.
Because the drying is just getting the water off, so how much is getting off?
That's what I'm thinking. So the vart, so enachanami, if you don't use it as a sponge, it'll be mutter. And that's what I would say. I would pass that the mishbur just means sponge. Okay? Good? Shops not masking because it's very dangerous, right? You can't say stuff like this. What?
Not clear. What exactly?
Okay, I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what. It's very simple. Do you wipe your hands on Shabbos?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want? So what? I don't answer. What are we talking about? That's the same story, you know? That's mamish the story. Well,
yeah.
Some to me on the mishpur.
It's coming from Magen Avraham.
So he's obviously talking not coming from Magen
Avraham. When I say mishpur, because we're learning mishpur, I understand. I'm just saying. And the truth is, I said this years ago. And people yell at me, but then I see Reb Shlomo Zalman. Most of the things I say, I find usually Reb Shlomo Zalman. He also pushes the envelope to understand. Doesn't make sense. Reb Shlomo Zalman, fair. Doesn't make sense. I don't see talking about. You're not allowed to wipe your hands on Shabbos. I don't know what
I'm talking about. So it's obviously there's not talking about just drying yourself off. It's talking about cleaning yourself with your hands as opposed to using a bag.
That's exactly what I'm answering. So I'm answering that. That's my fart. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying a beautiful fart. That the pshat is that enachanami, you're using it as a sponge. That's what he means. The word beged doesn't mean towel. It means sponge. Put the word sponge instead of the word beged. That's a gevaldi gevart. It comes out, right, that... So, but let's make the cheshbon. You have the cheshbon of Hoylech Li'ibut. That I don't have an answer for.
It sounds like you're
doing Hoylech on Ramesh. Hoylech on Ramesh. I'm saying on this whole Hoylech Li'ibut svar. That's all I want. Those are the two nekudas I try to bring out. The first nekudah I want to bring out is A, that this Mishnah Berurah means sponge. And the second nekudah is you see that he didn't hold the svar of Hoylech Li'ibut. Because you can't get Ein Lecha Hoylech Li'ibut more than this, right? This is the best, this is the classic Hoylech Li'ibut. So you see that when you use something to clean, that's not called a Heilich Libut. That's my, this could be my problem. It makes funny noises. Oh, that was you.
What about the Libut?
The what?
Maybe the Mishnah was asking out the Libut. That's the Dosh.
He's asking out the Libut. But
Heilich Libut is only a Svar in Dosh, not a Libut.
Heilich Libut. It's a svar only in dash. Wonderful. Let's make the cheshbon again. It's a svar only in dash. Yeah, but you have to suffice both. I'm saying.
Same time, right? That he acts on the maishah is with
Mishav. So let me see, right? Because he brings in the hayukli. You saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman brings it in. He says that the cheshbon is the double cheshbon. Yeah. Abba Malkim Shari. So chenal was originally Nayim. Okay, that's one klal, right? Here, the chalshu derech lichluch sharinon. That's a different klal, right? He brings in this cheshbon here. He says like this.
And
one second here, yesh loymud v'chia gam shamayim and ischatim halchem libun. He brings in that there's a that's halchem libun and it's also not shaykh libun because it's Cyrus. He goes with both cheshbonis.
Yes, I'm saying,
okay, but I'm just saying, no, but I'm saying it has to suffice both. In other words, whatever the issue is, it's not al-Slibun.
So in other words, if we would handle with the Lieben problem,
right? In other words,
leave that
right. In other words,
problem,
if you want to chop it up, it's not muchach.
Yeah.
But one thing for sure, you see two nekudas
here.
A is there's no problem. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held there's no problem of dosh. Shapur held there's problem of dosh. But maybe he didn't hold his dosh. Maybe he held its Lieben part. Right. I hear that nekuda. But if you want to be matirit, it works with both cheshbonos.
The reason
would be that there's no Lieben. Okay, let me tell you what we're telling you. We're saying is that Mustam, in every safe of the world, you'll find that an Isha is not allowed to use a towel to prepare herself for her bdika. Shabur says it. I don't think that's what it means. I think it means to use it as a sponge. I think that's all it means. Beged means sponge. In other words, lafuki, using the hand to clean. Lafuki, the beged, because then your dipshad is you're using it as a sponge. A. And B. The heta would be based on two nekudas. The first nekuda would be based on that it's hailuch l'ibud. And the heta would also be based on the fact that it's that there's no libun. There's no libun here. I don't see what the issue is.
The Shach in Yodea says the Lashon is the tam minchas baruch hu kolosh.
Oh, he brings it, huh? That it's kolosh. That it's taka kolosh. It's a modern svara. I don't know. You're not allowed to wipe yourself with a towel. I don't know. Chus was a vil b'chol.
Where's the Shmir
Shabbos? Shmir Shabbos here. Perik here. Look at Perik here. Dalit. Halacha chaf. Okay. Now, according to this, it would come out that baby wipes, A, it's tissue. It's not towel. So you don't have problem with libun. And then the problem of schita, which is dosh, that chelik, yes, it's chelik libun. That's it, you're done. You took care of the baby towels. Okay. Yashiv, Asiz, he says, unless it's mamish not wet, that's the famous, everybody in the yeshiva uses his tshuva, that has to, right? That's what everybody says. If it's very wet, there's two types, and then you have to call up the company and find out the two types. You know that, right? That's what everybody does. Okay. I haven't been in Lakewood for many years. I don't know. I mean, it's Chedushim, but Mustama, this is the standard rate in Lakewood, right? There's two types, right?
Yeah. The wet, and
the wet, and the more wet, and the less wet. And then you can squeeze it before Shabbos. I heard once that you're supposed to squeeze it out before Shabbos, that it shouldn't have any lachluchas, and then use it. Okay. Rabelski told me, huh? Yeah, that's what everybody does. Okay, good. Go ahead, do it the hard way if you can do it the easy way. You're just in time. I have a kasha for you. You know, a whole day I was thinking about this kasha. Tell me, what was wrong? What was wrong with Rachel for stealing the truffle?
She didn't ask Yaakov.
So the Rachaim is a different word. Rachaim is Chai for Gneva.
What's the name of Chashvadis?
Yeah, that's the famous one. I should have asked. That's the most.
How does he know?
That's the most of the kibbutz.
What?
Chaim says a different shot.
Who's that?
Murdering a cop bothered me all day.
I heard this on a couple things.
Yeah, they say about it. Right, Shimon Levi.
Heard this by Shimon Levi.
Levi, how can they ask? By Dina Vatetzi. Dina, they say this. It's all the same Tera. Okay, it's almost the head. You're supposed to ask God Ladur before you move. Okay, before you breathe, you're supposed to ask God Ladur.
It's not really, is it?
It's not, but that's the Tera. She was a Tera. You're supposed to ask the God Ladur before you blink. Okay. The Maisa.
They're not available.
The Chayim. Huh?
Because it was her husband, that's why. Usually,
he's
never available.
He asked the husband.
The husband's available. Uh-huh. Yeah,
He's supposed to ask the husband.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the man sees it that way. That's how the man sees it.
He was available.
There was a third one. I remember hearing with three things.
What was the third before? Besides the Shimon Levi. Oh, the Badina.
What's
the Badina? Tetsidina should have asked for
Shimon. How did she go in out of the house?
Tetsidina.
They put the dancing bell in there.
Where else did I hear it? By Leah switching the beds.
Also, really? Reuven, he should have asked
for the beds because it made sense, so he should have asked.
Okay, it's Alta Teva. Okay, the kids are Chaim to Zavod that she was Chaim on Gneva. She stole the Trophim, and Gneva Benoich is Chaim, and therefore she's Chaim, right?
Discover us, so that's a big.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Let me ask you a question. If, let's say, a love and the devil is Zavod, Begmanim Hagenin?
Hurry
up. Megim Hagenin. I feel a bit. You don't even aid him, you just go and kill him, right? That's what I say. Benoich, Nerag. Whatever it was, it was Avodah Zarah. Yeah, so you stay close, Avodah Zarah. So I don't understand. Take away the Avodah Zarah.
We just had it.
Does Talmud. It's Maybe he just had it. He wasn't over it.
He says he was
over it.
He told
him
all the
secrets. He used to tell. What's that? Tell me something. You chayiv misa for stealing someone's avodah zarah. That's right.
If somebody has a virus, you're allowed to take it away, no?
What are we talking about? And you chayiv misa for by Ben Noach.
She had a din of Ben Noach.
That's what he says. He says this Torah. That he was a Gneva and Gneva Ben Noach. That's his Torah. I don't mind. I'm just saying.
Why is it because that's the most famous channel in the world?
You steal someone's avodah zarah, you chayiv misa for it.
No, that's sad.
You know what else bothered me also all day today? I don't understand. How could you come and say love and karti with hayag mitzvah shamarti? It's a gemara, right? Mm-hmm. So how does the Ramban ever learn that they only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know. So, what was it with
Ramban,
gemara?
Ramban.
Yeah, how was it with gemara?
That
doesn't bother me. Shamarti was not evil.
What?
Yeah, but vaita, they didn't keep the Torah.
How did
you marry two sisters?
So
that's not a kasha. Shamarti, kiamti, that's different. Shamarti, I wasn't even. No, you can't come and say you can't. He married two sisters. Like, what's he talking about?
That has nothing to do with the influence of love.
In which mitzvah does the Torah doesn't say you're allowed to marry two sisters? You know of such a mitzvah? So how can you say lama gati mitzvah?
Was he Ivan tayg mitzvahs? No.
Avadi married two sisters.
It's something Ivan tayg mitzvahs. He would have done otherwise. He had a rech.
It's the famous Nefesh HaChayim, therefore I'm not afraid to make such points. But is that called the Tayyig Mitzvah Shemarit?
Yaakovin was over on the Torah.
And Ramban says, yeah. Ramban says, in Chutzlar,
he
didn't get that.
That's Ramban said.
He doesn't have to.
There's different truths of the Nefesh HaChayim. It's what you said, that before Ramban
could make such points. It's like a Koshna Kasha, I don't know why I never thought of it.
Even like Ramban, he was over on the Torah? No.
Yeah.
Chutzlar was over.
There was no, the halachas did not.
No, it's something about your face.
The halachas didn't apply Chutzlar to me.
You come in and it gets to
Shmuel.
Maybe the same way Shmuel.
Maybe you get to talk about politics.
No, but this is his. It's very
hard
today. You're
sitting in these
yarn, no? Politics is that bothering me all day today.
Think about it. Okay.
All day today. How can you tell me Shmuel? He married two sisters. Maybe did I miss something? I must have missed something.
No,
he didn't marry an Eretz Yisrael.
So then he didn't keep it. It's only
chinuch outside Eretz Yisrael.
It says he didn't keep the mitzvahs. Ramban says clearly, why did he marry two sisters? Because he didn't keep the Torah chutz l'Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know. What do you say? He did keep it.
Didn't keep the mitzvahs, or because there were certain things that they didn't.
It says clearly, like kima, obviously kima Torah, kima Eretz Yisrael. So push Ramban.
Now you understand.
He was a gzela. It's Shem mitzvahs, maybe gzela's benayach. What's supposed to be gzela?
I saw Pshat, what's Amarati? Like, of him, Shomar at Adover. But Sapa, he didn't keep the Torah. Like, he was weak.
Aha, because he wanted to Mashal Torah with Sarah Flamaisa.
It could be Shomarit.
Shomarit, I was showing him to do it like in Eretz Yisrael. Atzivu Chatz Yunim. That to do it in Chutzar is to get into Eretz Yisrael. Whose word is this?
I saw this.
That's a good word. Hayak mitzvah Shomarit. That's a shame of God. You gotta get me the Makar.
He knew the halacha.
He
already knew the halacha. He knew what it was.
But she stole the truff.
In the beginning or later? He knew he was in a lot of marriage. That's why I told him.
So I'm gonna make Kiddush. I think it's Friday night. Okay, let's go. Come.
Is she allowed to lie and say she doesn't have them?
I upset about this. But last week's Friday night. How come?
Is she allowed to lie and say
she doesn't have them? How come Rachel, Rachel don't die right away when he gives the klala? Yeah? She don't die. So she give the name of Yosef Hashem Leot Ben. So this will protect her about to die right away because you give a klala. When somebody give a curse, you can die right away. It's not like the Sheila. She had to protect
the klala. He explains that was the klala. Okay, the kids are about to say, Rabelski told me. Okay, getting back So Kitz Rebelski told me, so I don't know, to make a long story short, Rav Moshe's shuv is that there's no problem with papers, okay? You're allowed to take it, make it wet, and clean up tables. A kalshkin, you're allowed to clean a baby, right? The stuff of Sered. Rebelski told me what you do is the other way around. You should first make it wet.
What? The diaper?
First you make the baby wet. Now you spritz water on the baby, and then you're allowed. Why? Because as halacha of kalacha yad. Let's look
but
at the Mishnah Berurah.
Full-fledged baby wipe on a
you
wet
can
baby.
Use it. You can use any. No, paper tissues. He says paper tissues.
What? No,
take the
what?
Paper tissue. What? He says he doesn't understand. I'll tell you how Rebelsky
that's
said
that's
it.
The word of the
what
spritz.
Do you need the baby wipe?
That's the word
what
of the
is a baby wipe? It's water with tissue. That's what it is.
That's
okay. So you make your own water. And then Rebelsky said that by a bris, there's a whole zot baby supposed to clean the baby. He says, Azayz on the ton, Allah Mayulam should do it. He says, that's how they did it all the years. They first put the water and then they put the thing and it works and there's nothing wrong.
It's very messy.
So let's see.
Board,
let's see. Mr. Burushin Chavav, Siv Katan Chav Ches. No?
Put the water on the baby first? Huh? What
yeah. To
that's
put the
what
water.
You do when you spritz that.
That's the word of the spritz.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Because it has a gather of Teichen Kalachiyat. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman himself brings this example.
Chavav, what? Chavav?
Shin Chavav, Siv Katan Chav Ches. Teichen Kalachiyat is mutter. So they stole two to here to who had been over here too. That is Kalachiyat is mutter.
But if it's mutter, baby, why should you do all this stick repair?
Again, is it mutter? I'm just telling you, the Welt is terrified.
No,
they think that the world's going to collapse if you use baby wipes.
No, but it's much harder to use tissues because if they fall apart, they rip apart.
Yeah,
so
they rip apart.
You're asking me, I hold it's mutter. So what should I do? Why? Because my mirror moist
is
God Lad Dar. If he said it's mutter, it's mutter.
If Abelski's the Tavala Moish, why is it called?
I don't know. But all I could tell you is, I could tell you. That I saw today in the Sefer Pninemor, he brings down that he asked us to Reb Shlomo Zalman. He says, Shamati Shadas Miran, Shemut Lishtamis Beshabish Bematpechis Lechis, or whatever facial, the wet ones.
Wet wipes.
Wet wipes. Matpechis near Dakis, Chat Pamois, one, you know. And he says, Vehain Lechis, Minas Teufacham Naslat Piach, Vemizem Shem Schita. Okay, so he goes through, he's very clear the way he writes, that it's to make it fresh and this and that. Okay. He says, Acha biru shamati sheshidiku came a divish mir shabbos kilchasa, perigidal si flam gimel. That he says clearly, mutalich saponim, I see a dayim, bim machtosh, svuga bime baisim. So it says clearly that you're allowed to use one of those things that they give on the airlines, you know, the stuff that they give on the airlines. Okay. Karemea boysim, ain't the schatim, whatever that's in Hebrew. Min hamachata, what's it called in Hebrew? Huh? Min machata, whatever it is. Okay. It's a tissue, it's a paper tissue. A paper wipe, it's called. Okay. Vitzia Shamar Tzadash, Shamar Kimimiran. Yeah, of course, it's always that way. That if you, but this is your right for the Shmir Shabbos, that's not what it means. Okay, because here he's talking about when it's not Teufel Chamnaslat Piach.
Who says that?
That's what he's saying, that Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't mean. He's writing to Reb Shlomo Zalman. I answered him that Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't mean that. You meant that it's when it's not that wet. Which is the stuff, that's what the Rebbe Yosef, wet, not wet.
Yeah,
this is the yeshiva shu. Okay.
The
Zelashai Miran Shlita Sham, Me'abaisim Nischatim in Amat Paicha, V'domi Lo, Dismedomim, Shaburadein El Mavir, Esamagevet Aleicha Al Einov. It's only like you're putting the Magevet Lecha Al Einov, which I told you was back to need. I told you this. As if you take a wet towel, you're allowed to put it on your eyes. Why can't you put it? Something that's wet, you're allowed to put. Where you're allowed to wipe your face with a wet towel. What's it talk about? Okay, the hine araya shehavi miran shlita mesim. Okay, it's not araya. Vatisi ladas im eshafti nachis. He wants to know if he's right. Answers Reb Shlomo Zalman. Biniyar rotuv hineni mesupik. Back to hitting with supik. The efsher shegame menagiv tinech meluchah chagadayma the kiman shaniyar the cholam mayim etchilav atzoyv gam hamir tablu akol haylech liibud. Efsher says this is far. I keep on telling you, Rishon Zalman held this. It's garbage. What are you talking? This is dosh. This is dosh. This is mefarik. This libud. What are you talking about? I don't know. The Welt dreht a cup. How could you drain a cup? Don't make sense.
Doesn't it?
How could you call this libud? This is your libud. You went. Maybe with some cleaning ladies, that's what the clothes look like after the washing. It's mutter. It's all mutter. As long as it's haylich libud, there's no issa schita. I don't know what you're talking about. Dreht
a cup. What he said,
Mesupik,
because of the
oil, he's scared of the oil. Yeah, I don't know, yeah. Mesupik, I don't know, the Welt screams out, I don't know, it doesn't sound right, Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying. But then on the bottom, of course, he has to attack Ramosha's tshuva also. So he brings Ramosha's tshuva, the Ramosha says, papers. Marty, I said that this is not what Ramosha means. Ramosha means something completely different. Okay, so listen to what he wants to say. The Hineigris, whoever this Rav Yadl, I mean, listen, he's a famous Talmud Chacham, and I talk in a way that it makes it sound like I'm Mevatel, not Mevatel. I'm just saying, learning it doesn't say. He likes like this. First of all, he says, first of all, so he says, it's obvious that he's talking about a paper that's thick paper. But tissue paper isn't included. That's it. He decided.
And the baby wipes is as thick paper as
the So first of all, the baby wipes is thick paper anyway.
No, it's a piece of paper like this.
No, the baby wipes is so thick.
You could squeeze it, come from there.
People, some people won't use baby wipes, so they use the totally so 3-year-old ones because it still works much better.
Ramesh only said it by very so thick paper. But he didn't mean it. Okay. Base, cause of tam lahatir, kima she'ena miskavin lischait. Right? Kilaimer, kima the maish shar niya b'mayim, kin ein litzer b'schitas kim shum alimayim, alpanam ein tzerch l'nagim b'choizik. Right? V'lchein shap b'kosek, k'zmoy she'em achzik m'chazaka, lufi ma'ashem zama shuzayin, lesa dilim skam lischait. Umato, b'mat peches leiches she'em heim shruim b'mayim, alahim rak leiches v'ader b'zal kanei b'choizik, kim leib b'mzayim, v'chein im yadam 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 yadam. Okay, so he wants to say that the whole heter is he's not mechavin lischait, but he was mechavin lischait. He's mechavin. He wants the water. He says that's not cool. I guess he meant to say was that you it becomes easier to wipe the table with it, but it's not that you want the water. By shaking here, you want the water. Okay, gimel, mashikas shaking derech listen min yar klal lishayim and mapeches lechais and say it's not the derech, but it is the derech because people do. That's not a bad word, by the way. He's saying it's not the derech, but if it became a whole thing, so then it's now the derech.
What
this is
one of
the Ramesh's attainment. Yeah, he takes apart all the tayr. The heilich ibud, which Ramesh brings as far as heilich gamzem mefukvik akapanim need the dan. Why? Because it's not called heilich because you need the water.
Okay.
Kitzer, so he brings here, and I don't know. He says over here there's a sefer called Chinuch Bahalacha. That's Rav Cohen. Who's Chinuch Bahalacha? You know who it is? Children in Halacha, children in Chinuch is Chinuch Bahalacha. That's it.
Children in Halacha.
Chinuch Bahalacha, maybe Rav Sternbach. Okay, maybe. Kitzer, he brings from Chinuch Bahalacha that Rav Reuven. Quotes Rav Reuven. Shadivre egris moishi mairi shemavres haniyar rotu bekalus. The kavanasa bikinuchay rak lesef es hapirurim. Means you want to use the paper, it's to make the paper towel soft to take away the pirurim. But to use the water, he's saying, it's not mutter. I don't know, so that's actually,
I don't know. It's,
take it and do what you want with it. Okay. Okay. Now, Rabbi said, let's go weiter. I'll call Reuven, I don't mind. Just imagine he's going to tell me. Okay, let's go.
You remind me of Rabbi Bishel. He saw these like modern svarim that quoted the Shabbos mitzvah b'mitzvah. Shabbos kitchen.
Yeah, they don't know the Shabbos.
They just they won't write the word Shabbos kitchen. Yeah. No, so they call the sefer Shabbos mitzvah.
You want to take it with you because there's a lot of nekudas. So take it with you. You can look at it. I'm saying no. Look at it. I want to make it easy for you. It's mine. Yours is pretty well. I just want to make it easy for you because I read it through quickly.
Okay.
I see that he's learning that Ramesh's tshuva is not to. I don't know.
Some people take
the
wipes and squeeze
it
before Shabbos.
That's how I spoke about it. Okay, we said it. That's how the yeshiva does it. They squeeze it before. All right. It's easier than calling the company. Kids, he's saying two nekudas. A, he's saying that Ramesh didn't mean baby wipes. That's what he really wants to say. And B, he wants to say is that even that it's mutter with niyar, it's only to be able to pick up the pirur, but not to clean. I never learned that. Okay, now. Eid Bedika. Sometimes a woman has a hard time with the Eid Bedika. It's hard. So are you allowed to wet it? Are you allowed to wet it? So they say over from Rebbe Yashiv, right? It's famous, and it's Israel. You're not allowed to make it wet. But what you could do is put the water first, and then do with the Bedika. So make it a little bit wet. Okay. Rebbe Zriel told me, the Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman, that it's mutter. Okay? And the cheshbon is because it's derech lichlich. It's not called derech. It's lichlich. So you're allowed to make it wet, which is this Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. So an Eid Bedika is allowed to be made wet. Okay? Rabbi Yashiv says, I have over here, okay, once I know, so I don't know who I'm quoting here. Eretz Yisrael Oisrim, but here I bring that from Rabbi Yashiv, even before you're not allowed to put. Even before the bedika, you're not allowed to put not the water. I see. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember where I saw this, but that Rabbi Yashiv holds, huh?
What's it to start?
Either you can make it wet, period, or you could go and make it wet and then use the thing.
What are that?
Or you can't you make it wet at all? It's regular schita. I guess it's like makom tzar. It's that sugi of makom tzar, and therefore right. It would be usher. It's regular schita. Even to make it wet and clean it, it would be the sugi of makom tzar that you're not allowed to wipe a wet thing. That's a chalidei schita. Okay. So I'm stomach here in that in Lakewood they would answer it. Okay. Now let's go to the next seif. I want to do the next seif. Okay, so let's see.
But why
did
Rabbi Yashiv
answer? I think he means that this svar. I don't know. You know what it is? I wrote here Rabbi Yashiv. I don't know where I got it from. I don't remember where it comes from. I'll find it. I have to look at it. My stomach has it down somewhere else. Rabbi Yashiv, I feel like I'm a bdikah in Lassam, a mayim, or a kejel. You know, I'll put it in kejel either for a bdikah. Because the shayl of schita. There's three things you could do. You can either wet the bdikah. Rabbi Israel told me, some zombies to be mad to wet the bdikah on Shabbos. And or you could put the water and then do it.
Somebody has to do it. You can't wait till there's someone from. No?
Finger or something like
that's
that.
That's different because now Malcolm Tsar. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I understood that.
Put the water on the microphone.
I'll be with you in a minute, Rabbi Yehuda.
What about Baisi Malcolm by Bezek, you say?
That'd be a good hurry. Maybe not. Maybe not. And a Hanami. It'll be the same sugi. I mean,
they're actually decided that they hold by Bezek, you say. That's that. It's Iyashala Kanech Bolemayim.
Yeah, I know, that's it.
So it's a number.
I'll tell you the
end. What are they doing
on Shabbos? And that's Yisrael, the Paiskim, you know, they scream about this. It's a Kanech, and you have to wash it. I'm kind of Paiskim, we never got into this stuff.
It's a Maisa with Yisrael Yaakov Fisher.
I know, I told you that. It's all the Paiskim. I heard it from them. I was surprised to hear it. I like it.
No, but they said, what came from Yisrael Yaakov Fisher that a Bachur came, you say he doesn't want to learn with this Chavusa. Because he's not Mekanech with Mayim.
How does he know that?
He told him.
Oh.
They were having a dialogue, and he told him that, and he said, okay, I don't want to live with you. I can't live with you. So he got very upset at them. And he said, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Gemara Vanim, Mekuzonos.
Yeah. Because you have to do what you mean.
No, that you don't need Mayim.
Because all you're using is stones.
I heard it from Eretz Yisrael again. They preach this a lot. I don't know.
That you should use one?
Yeah, they have a chayadim. There's a chayadim episode about it.
So what are they doing?
I'll tell you, Litta, we never learned these. I don't know. This is not for me. Okay, let's go back. I don't know. It's not for me. That's it. Finished. Next. Let's go back. This is as far as it goes for me. Let's go back.
The kiwai jelly anyway is a problem with the bedikas, no?
What?
The colors of bedikas is the kiwai jelly.
No, it's clear and see-through. That everybody knows what I mean.
What? No, if it stays on there for a long
time. The average you're allowed to make, no.
If it stays on there, the kiwai jelly
is a clear, and then there's like a Vaseline one. The clear one is mutter. I mean, every paisik, that's what they're matter. When it's hot, when it's rough, you use K-jelly, that's clear.
Yeah. Do you think there's a chilik in the types?
No, it's partial. There's the clear, and then there's the Vaseline type.
The Vaseline type changes the color.
The Vaseline you're not allowed to use for you can change the color. You can't, you'll miss a red spot. Yeah.
It turns it yellow.
But the clear ones, but the average is akash. I mean, l'chadchili, better not, but you're allowed to make a bedikah with that. Okay, now, let's go by to Sif Yud Zayin. What is the Sif Yud Zayin? Svug. Svug is a sponge. We're going to spend a lot of time explaining the word kinuach. I like the word kinuach. It's an interesting. What is defined as a kinuach? Okay. And elim ken yesh boy base achiza zera shema yischait. Okay. What's the maila of base achiza? So the heilige mishnah bura. The maila of base achiza is Rashi v'Rambam pirshu. The kishiyesh loy oir. Pay attention to that key word, oir, because we're going to discuss different types of sponges that have like vinyl. You ever saw a sponge that has on top like a vinyl?
A wiring.
Something on the top of it. So that's going to be an interesting Shiloh. What would you call that, a base achiz or not?
Oh, yeah. We're
going to discuss it. We'll discuss it. Plastic or something. We'll discuss all this. We're going to get there. This is nice. I have nice things to tell you. Chidushim, sheina chidushim. So it says like this: Rashi v'Rambam pirshu the sheish la'or be'sachiz shechzenu boyev shel kaneh beloy schita. So it's possible to wipe without schita. The ravid, ravid is a different svar. The afal pikein yev shel kaneh beloy schita. That even if it's not possible, al demikom makom shari kima sheish be'sachiz avad kitzluchas mleim mayim shemeirik nimenu mayim. That what you're doing is you're spilling out water from a pot. That's not called a mefarik. Mefarik isn't when you pour water from a cup. That's not a case of mefarik. Okay. Now, I want to say a meirdige chiddush, and I want to set the whole halacha up this way. Meirdige chiddush. That there's a very big chilik in halacha between the Rashi Rambam and the Ravid. How hard are you being mekaneach? Don't say. It says svug. Ein mekanche bei. How hard? Don't say. Stay garnished. Huh? Maisa ara. But it just says, according to the Rambam, the cheshbon is, it's not going to come in eschit. And according to him, it's like, I think it's a very big nafkamina. According to the Rambam, that the chashash is that you're not going to come to schita. I mean, there's tama halachas, you're not going to come to schita. So if you do it hard and you go, we'll come to schita, what's that tzered? Mashenkin, according to the Ravid, this is, even if you did it hard, who cares? It's not called schita. You hear the vote. According to the tama, the Rambam, the Lashon is, because if it has a handle, efshel kaneh b'lo yischita. But if you do it hard, you're not gonna come with this chah, you're doing schita. What are you talking about? But according to the Talmud, the Ravid, that it has to do with it's like pouring from a cup. So even if you did it hard, we're making afkamino. Oh. According to this, right? How do we paskin lemaisa? Do we paskin like the Rambam, or do we paskin like the Ravid? Right, making afkamino. So I want to show you the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nun Hey. In Siv Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch goes through if it's going to be a psik reisha. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a clothing that you want to do schita with. Zok the Shulchan Aruch v'yesh lam aleim schus that you're allowed to do it. Va'olim nagim het to bedav v'yesh lam aleim schus the kiman shabar za arucha. The ain yad megaslin iris. You're not touching the piece of clothing. Mutter, midah dahava svug. So just like by the svug, it's mutter because you're not touching the svug. You're touching it through a handle, beis achinza. So to over here, the case of chavish apokoy bepkak shel pistim. The story is that you're actually not touching the iris, the piece of cloth. Because it's far away from your hand, memela, it becomes mutter. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. Zok the Shulchan Aruch v'yesh legamgin. L'fi she'ein tainu zu chazaka v'yesh legamgin bo toiv la'anigam shlo yei kli tach sachov is b'shasha poikin am anekev. So when you open it up, even though it's with a beis achiza, don't be soymich on this beis achiza because yesh legamgin on the whole heter of beis achiza. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I lemaisa. We just learned that it's mutter with the beis achiza. What do you mean with yesh legamgin? I thought you brought down the halacha that it's mutter. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the shani beis achiza. That's what it means. It's not pshat we're begamgin on the sugya beis achiza, but the shani beis achiza shall svug the mahani. The ain't shom elo. No, next word. Kino abi almo. Mashen ki kan. Shemahat kna baza bechayze kai chanekev yesham vade schita. I'm saying good. I hold them saying good.
So the Rav is always mutter.
According to the Rav, should make a difference. Yeah, you see clearly, he's passing the Rambam.
I hold
the Rambam. I hold. You have no idea how good it is.
He
always
passed the Rambam.
Huh? Okay, good. I'm just saying. You see clearly that he learned the svar of svug because it's not because according to the Rav of Lechayra, it shouldn't really make a difference. Okay. Now.
Huh?
What's the svara? Okay, we'll get to it. We're not going to leave you like this. Okay. Now, there's an interesting Orach HaShulchan. What's Taka Pshat in this Ravid? What is the Ravid talking about? You're going to compare Schita, and you're talking about a case where you're doing Vadi Schita, the way I'm explaining it to you, right? And it's still imamish being soichet. It's mutter. Why? Because it's like a cup. It's like a cup taka. So there's a gevali orach hashulchan that says al yidei shinui. That's what he means. That says it's al yidei shinui. So therefore, it's all mutter. Okay.
Why did
the rabbanon
say shinui?
Yeah, shinui. Huh?
It's
not the regular case.
So when I squeeze an apple, also to do with shinui?
If you squeeze an apple.
Orange.
No, the Chum de Nasser in such a case. The Raivin learns in such a case the Chum de Nasser. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns, in Sif Lamed Aleph. Okay. So I want to taina. You know what, let's, before I taina, Chaznish is a whole different mahalach in the Sugya. The Chaznish learns that when you have normal Mepharik, is the Pshat that the Mashka became Balua into the thing. Normal schita is that the mashka becomes balua. Mashaykin over here, it's not even called the balua. Since it has a base achiza, since it's like a keli for svoig, so that's not called even a dash. It's not called a mefarik. It's called a kli.
And what the Rambam is called a kli?
No, it's a long shavur. The coin, the way the Chaznish learns.
Seems with the Rabbit, but what about the Rambam?
The Rambam says, what's the kind of sugar in the svar is this? I can't tell you, you got a svar, a psalom, a kli. What are you talking about? Either it is, either it is a schita, it's not schita. Let's do it inside. So, Gevaldi Chaznish. If it's no handle, so the pshat is, it's taka just taking in and then the balu. It's not like a kli. The Chaznish works on the kli chalik. It's a psalom, the shavur. Simon and Vav, Siv Patan Hay. Okay. So the fees there, I want to say a murder gechidish. What happens if it has a handle, okay, but you're not doing the schita, the cleaning from the handle? You're tackle holding on to the sponge.
Well,
let's see, it has a handle, okay? Let's see, you have a thing with a handle, all right? But you're not doing it with the handle. You're not doing it with the sponge. You took the sponge and you started cleaning the sponge. And there's a handle sticking out. What? So it all depends, right? According to the Chazaynish, right? Maybe it should make an afkamina. But Hashenki, according to the Chashulchan, you didn't do it with a shina.
What's the shina? The handle or the shina?
The shina is the handle. That's what he wants to say. We don't have the Chashulchan, yeah?
No. We didn't bring it.
Okay, go look at the Chazanish. Read it inside.
Nun vav hei?
Yeah, nun vav hei.
That's no shells. Fakas maimish bazio sam. Or agol b'shal. Okay, I better find it first.
Yeah. Nun vav hei. Sivka nasi. Okay. Blazes a gadol.
I like a toilet.
Blazes a real gadol. I'm also tired. This is Kedai. Let me tell you something. This is Kedai to read this. You see, if the Oilam Mutai's question wasn't a Lamdin,
I never heard of it.
No, what they mean to say is the tiny that he didn't have like Lomdish Yeshivish. This is such a Lomdish word. It's such a. Pass for Rabbah Beraz. Listen to Rabbah Beraz. You know, I can hear Rabbah Beraz. No, I mean to say it's the Yeshivish. Rabbah Beraz. Listen to Rabbah Beraz. Like, you know, the
Kavana Sarai, the Kim the Svoig Osir the Kach, the Kaval Yadamayim will Harikon, Lo Mivtali Hamayim Besoichoi the Mikri Dosh. Mivtali means like. Mivtali means Balua.
Bottle. Mivtali.
Bottle.
Yes, Alon Shavuot, he's saying a Mikri Dosh. Like Mikri Dosh.
I use this point when I have a mess at or water, and I sort of get it out.
But he's saying a murder to come on the Shabbat.
So now that's blue. The word is because it's always made to get out.
It's not
bottle. It's not bottle. Blue. Chaznish. Stam schita the mashka is blue. From here, basically.
So therefore, it doesn't become bottle. But he said, I put on the
but it's made to get the water out.
So then it becomes a cleat, right?
Never blue.
He says,
I think I said it over that way. Yeah, okay, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
He says, Beisiyad, En Yichudu Yichu B'Lov Yitzachizot.
I'm telling you, the Shavuot says he shem kli on the base.
Moshe says he's a poison of Sardellas.
Like opening the door. It's
like, oh, Pasha Bain of a Saiser. Mikol Makam Tzarek Beisachizot, En Yichudu Yichu B'Lov Yitzachizot.
I'm the Shavuot, huh? Achashul learns his house to Talmud Shina. He says it's a whole vod. It says Akli, Metakli, not Shayadosh. And that, you want to know something? The lush and the ride is Kavalik now. It's like it's taking out water from a cup. It's Talmud the Shavuot. It's like Kavalik. You hear what he wants? We always learn the Pshat is because it's not blue into the cup. It's not bottled to the cup. He's saying because it's a cup. It's a kli. What do you want from a kli? There's no is. That's how you value your chazanish. The nafkamina would be this vart. What happens if you talk to clean it with the sponge without the Beis Achiza? That would be enough Kamina. According to Aruch HaShulchan, right? You didn't do it with the Shini, you did it with the sponge. According to Chazon, it makes no difference. As long as it's called a Kli, huh?
Why did the Shini according to HaShulchan?
Because it's not called,
yeah.
I guess not. He says not like that. It's his word.
I think you actually with the Shini, huh?
No, he's saying that with the handle is not cool, it's with the shini. I see the only one standing, they're tired. Okay, so let's go. Come.
I don't think we have a minion yet.
We don't have a minion? Okay. Now, Rabbi, here. So I want to clear. You ever see the sponges have like a vinyl? Would you call the vinyl a Beis Achiza? You know what I'm talking about? They have like a sponge part.
Yeah.
And then they have something like that's what it is. It's a scrubber part. What?
The handle, the scrubber.
I can't hear what?
What?
I said, Tzvi got to come back. He left his Mishabur.
I hear.
But so that's what's Tali. If it's Mishum Schita.
It's Tali in the Shaila Lachar. If it's Mishum Schita, what are you talking about? It's Schita. What does it help you? It's a piece of vinyl there. Mm-hmm. But if it's Psalm Nandavort, the
Psalm,
there's something. The Beis Achiza, this is a Beis Achiza. Once it's a Beis Achiza.
But maybe you don't have Shina if everyone does it this way.
I don't know. That's the Shaila. What do you do with this vinyl? Okay. Now, I have a different Shaila, which I never understood. Why is a bottle brush awesome? How bad it's all about. People make a tumult about it.
No.
Depends on what? We brought them in once to look at a vinyl.
It's plastic.
What's a vinyl?
It's a shilif, some say, that has its spoiler. Depends on how it's brushed, bristles. Depends on the bristles.
It's from Moshe, it's very
makron. Not Moshe was makron. Everybody, it's a famous thing.
I don't use it, but I don't know why not.
But I don't see that, but it has a handle. So what's the talk about?
You change diapers, it isn't clean dishes.
I don't see it has a handle.
Doesn't
sure, the bottle brush has a handle.
Has a handle. The whole thing's a handle.
Has a handle. So what's the sugi b'chlo?
Whole thing's a handle. What?
The
bristle? There's
a handle. I don't stand. Here, I have a shayla. Oh. I kind of want to talk to Alex from him. What about a map? I don't stand. Is a map muta also? Chayyut should be mutter because it has a Beis Achiza, no? Chayyut should be mutter, it has a Beis Achiza. But everybody brings that and a map is awesome. I don't see why it should be awesome. But it's going too fast, a little bit.
No, we're all passing on Beis Achiza. It doesn't sound right. But we're all passing on the
Raivet. So we'll do it tomorrow. So we'll start tomorrow. You know, look up the Hashul.
We use it.
Yeah, but would you see
what? We'll take it.
Huh?
We don't pass on the Raivet, that's fine.
Oh, but that's not so posh that we don't pass on the Raivet. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah later, I'm going to show you that we do pass on the Raivet. Okay, we started this sugya. I see it's a complicated. You didn't feel like that. Chazid Eitayin was halacha the Gemara. That's the big word. You should know.
Go right now?
No. Aror Pchai. Horus the Aror Pchai.
Which Shimon?
So you didn't understand what I meant.
No, which is
it? Shimon, there was never such a great one.
No,
I'm just saying. No.
Where is this?
This is over here. Here, Simon Yud Aleph. Where is it? Here. They're waiting for Mike. Okay, let's go.
Is it on? Is it on?
It's on.